This weekend marks Neighbour Day, a time to reflect on the power of community and why getting to know your neighbours is a good idea. Certainly, many of us have had time out over the past year to find out who does live next door, and we've also got into our gardens. One of the ambassadors of Neighbour Day this year is gardening identity, Costa Georgiadis. He told The Wire's Annie Haswell why COVID has been good for neighbourliness.
Force people to slow down and actually stay local. And in staying local, they walk local, and in walking local and being slower, much like the slow food movement, it kind of meant that people saw more. People were walking more presently, let's say. And with that presence, it gave them a chance to see things, because they were noticing that that house has an interesting sort of cactus near the number, and this place has got a cool native garden, and we actually saw a blue-banded bee out the front. And, you know, well, my place, I mean, that's out of control. You know, that's got worm farm bathtubs and worm farms and compost bins and amaranth and sunflowers growing. And, you know,
it's a real talking point, isn't it, a garden too? Like, it's a conversation starter.
It's a massive conversation starter, and it's not intimidating. It's a real inclusive way to drag people in, and whether they're gardeners or not, because you look at someone doing something and it's like, oh, wow, look at this. There's chocos growing, or these are cucumbers, or, you know, when it comes to icebreakers, and that's really what we need, particularly after a time of great disturbance where people's routines got turned on their head in the space of a week or two. And that has an impact emotionally and mentally. Neighbour Day is a way to reconnect with people.
We like to think that we've changed a lot in the last year, that we've all become that little bit more communal and got to know more people in our street and things like that. Do you think it's a change that will last?
I think the opportunity for those of us that are already into those sorts of communal ideas of saying hello and starting a little street garden, or, you know, dropping something off for a neighbour, the more you do it and the more you share with people that you do it, then the more you can be that rope that brings everyone with you. And I think there's a really epic opportunity at this point for all those people that have just gotten into gardening, that have just gotten to know their community, to double down, to value add to it and say, all right, well, it wasn't just something I did in that year of 2020. But it wasn't something that I want to forget. And when I look at the result of the COVID gardening survey that the Australian Food Network did, gardening has affected people deeply over this time, and it's really meant something. And for us gardeners who are already into it, and for other gardeners who are influential in their area, you've got this chance to drag these people along with you and make sure that they don't write it off as something I was forced to do. Well, I'll go one step further. What I'm seeing out there is that people that have given it a go through some indoor plants or a balcony plant or starting a little planter and growing some of their own food, I think they're hooked. What we need to do is keep them hooked.
Costa Georgiadis, host of Gardening Australia, Logie Award winner, landscape architect and environmental educator. He was speaking to Annie Haswell. And Neighbour Day is this Sunday.